Welcome to the podcast series from Tripure, where we discuss everything related to the future of corporate travel, travel bots, AI, ML, analytics, and more.
Welcome again, Geeta.
Nice to hear. Thank you very much.
So we have two very interesting topics as a continuation to where we left last time around the conversation of lean mean tech for corporate travel management. So here's the first topic: data analytics around users' travel purchase behavior. Is there money being left on the table? What is your view?
Wow, you sound like most of the CFOs I have worked with by this question. I mean, you know, even today, all the CFOs of the companies are worried and they are asking more questions around this, wishing that otherwise impact, right? But my answer to your question would definitely be an yes, right? I would say why. I'm a hardcore procurement person, and I tell you why it is. The procurement negotiations with suppliers, when we do it with such a passion to get the best solution and utilize it in such a way. We imagine ourselves to be the customers, and we go to the highest level of utilization. When we talk about the utilization, okay, this is a plan what we have, and this is how we are going to use this supplier, and this is the way we are going to achieve our savings. That's how our thought goes in, right? We never look at, what if someone do not buy in for it? That is the way we negotiate with the suppliers. We go to the maximum, and suppliers are smart today. They would give you an opportunity to negotiate, but then they do know the weaknesses are the loopholes what we have, and they cater to that, right? Like, say, for example, airline choice, right? We pick up the airline, we get the best discount. There could be many reasons the choice will not be picked up, which is considered the best or the lowest logical. That's how we consider, right? That is where we drive it. And it could not be, right? Then you, whatever the efforts you are put in, it is lost. And there is some amount which is going waste, right? The same way, that could be a time preference, or it could be a one-day travel. We have planned for some one-day travel where you don't use the hotel. You know, there are many aspects, and we say, okay, this is the best, and you go at this time and come back. But people might change. Hence, I would say most of, at least 50% of travelers do not look at the way it can be savings driven. They always look at the, you know, what is better way of doing things than their own way, which may not go with the procurement negotiation. Though we sit and understand from the traveler what he needs, because when we are discussing, it is a different. When you are operating, it is going to be a totally a different solutions. So the additional services what we use, it could be a car and hotel. Everywhere there is always a ROI planned. The ROI, if it is not utilized, these are the loopholes where you lose out. I feel that, you know, today, more than achieving savings, we are looking at what is the behavioral, what is the behavioral traveler's behavior, which is driving the rift in the ROI. Most of the companies are looking at today, why the way it is working, why not we change it, rather than we are addressing the behavior, right? So it's more of a behavioral choices which drives this. That's where I'm answering the why it is left on the table. And, you know, how we should achieve it. Yes, more education, more, addressing more data, and more of, how we see it and where it is, what could be our strategy. These are the things what we should be looking at more to drive this. Today, if you don't know how a traveler is behaving, you will not be able to drive any savings or the return of investment or, you know, whatever the money which is being left on the table. How do you see it, right? You need to see first of all, why a person is doing so. Then you can address it. Maybe that will help even procurement guys like us to, flip it.
So Geeta, that's very interesting. So now you're saying analytics should be beyond price and now enter the analytics around behavior. That's where what you're implying.
Right, you're right.
Behavior analytics has a big scope in optimizing cost, is the key takeaway. Am I right about it?
You got it right. Yes.
Oh, that's right. powerful. That's pretty powerful. So this is like what people don't want to really admit, that money is actually left within the company on the table. So there's a lot of upside to saving internally, is what you're implying too.
Correct. If I just have to add there, any travel plans or any travel program, generally any company, you could check that if they are really checking their data, 25% to 50% is always can be worked around savings. Right now, that is left on the table. But if it is well managed, still they can make up the 25% amount left on the table. That is the loss what we are having as a program, travel program, I would say that. Because of the choice the traveler is making, literally.
So essentially, technology around studying or analyzing user behavior, and probably technology around influencing user behavior, can be a very powerful tool in the course to save money for the company, is the key takeaway.
I completely agree with you.
Very, very interesting. This is very powerful. In that scope, why don't we jump to the next topic? Auditable purchase logs and intelligence around travel consumption. Use cases and opportunities. What are your thoughts?
So, here we spoke about data analytics and we spoke about ROI. If we have to drive that data, as we mentioned and discussed earlier, is very, very important. So, we should see what are the means we are getting our data here, right? The means of data is what is going to, say whether you're using your or you're checking your behavior or really you're driving what you want to drive. So, what any companies would look at as a data? One is spend data, that could be either from a credit card or it could be a reimbursement or it could be any means, cash purchase or whatever. That's the spend data is one thing which tells you how the behavior of any person in an organization and your traveler, travel supplier, or I would say TMC and travel management company, they provide a data. What is that? The offer was given to them, are the opportunities, are the options were given to the traveler, and what did he pick? And what is the reason? We generally drive it, operations with capturing some reasons. You say, for example, I have actions like, say, I would pick up certain timelines, I would pick up certain airlines. I have to give a reason why I'm doing it, if it is a highest cost or the, it is not the lowest cost of the day. So the reason drives us, like, why a behavior is for what. So that is the data what we try to collect from a TMC. And it could be a booking tool data. How it was used, what was the time it was used, and there is a login managed, and that can tell us the behavior, or it could be a way the traveler is looking at it. Right? It could be an offline or an online. So online is always less expensive. When you go offline, you spend more than 3 times, right? So that's your tool data. And you have one more option to get your data is a hotel data. That is a big spend. After your ticket, it is always a hotel, which is where you spend more. And hotel data could tell you whether you had an amount fixed for you and you utilized it, or you took, say, for example, I'll tell you a trivial thing, saying that maybe I'm going to the hotel. I don't stay for breakfast in a hotel, but I have chosen a breakfast opportunity. And then option doesn't make sense, because I'm going to be in the office by that time. Say I'm going to the office by 7 in the morning. My breakfast starts in the hotel at 7. But I have opted for breakfast. But would that work for me? It wouldn't. It will only add 15 euros or 20 euros more. Maybe that could be a trivial amount. But if everybody, like having around 2 lakh of travelers, if that money is there, that small amount adds up to a bigger number. That is also a data which tells you the person is using it, maybe the way you need to tweak it, right? It gives you an idea of what to do next by looking at the behavior and looking at the data, right? The data provides an access to the data, behavioral data, which drives to, plan your strategy, how you want to drive this program next, or how to negotiate next, right? So if this is one, and I would say even your visa, we have a data from visa suppliers too. So what kind of a visa you're taking and how it has to be used, maybe the travelers we are looking for today to send it to America, and the people who have a visa, if we have the data, we can utilize that rather than struggling to send somebody else, right? There are different ways of being productive by using the data what is available today with all your two-year suppliers. So any supplier in the organization supporting you, they have to come up with the data, and that's a very strong tool to let you know how you're working and what you're delivering, how the organization is moving and where it is achieving, what was the plan, because every supplier integration or engagement is always planned with certain ROI. So are we there? It is very good to have this, you know, weekly data. There are different kinds of data, weekly data, bi-weekly or monthly or quarterly, annually. It tells you where the organization is growing or how it is, performing, whether it is good, bad, ugly, and comparatively to the other markets. Like, say, for example, one company is compared to the market in the same context to the other corporate. So you get to know the other corporates could be doing better or we are doing better. And that comparative data helps you to see how your program is working. That is pretty, very important to drive any program today in the organization. Any supplier providing you a visibility and a clarity to say that where your program is running is very essential. Otherwise, we do not know what we are doing today. And that is not any corporate would look at. Every corporate today are looking at, I put in 10, how much did I get it back? And why did I not get it back? Or if I got more, what did I do well? This is a management level. They always address this. And they'll be very happy to see the teams are delivering this and the suppliers are delivering this. Having a big supplier band and also with the technology driven today, it is much easier to do that. Only thing is, understanding or designing data is very, very important. Today, what I see is lacking in the corporates is designing of the data. I would say why? Because every company is different. It is not the same. So each company has a different need. So they have to have that kind of a data from the supplier based on curated for each corporate's level or measured up to the corporate requirement. It could be for compliance, it could be for something else. You know, address where you're asking for a data for what purpose and how do you want it. So that is, I call it a design data or data designing, which is very, every spend from any supplier should be backed up with the data. And that will give you an opportunity to re-strategize, rework or reprogram your future days. So that you can be more, business expecting more revenues in the business. I think every businesses are looking to achieve. We are into the business for what? Not to make losses for sure. Hence, they'll always look at the clear picture where we make, right kind of an ROI where we have to get it. That shouldn't be lost. And if at all we are looking at these are the amounts which is going in and this is getting pulled away, so we need to make an effort how to get it. So for that, data surely would help us to see what are the ways one is doing things and that can that be corrected. These kind of brainstorming, it helps, and I think data plays a big role today in the market and in the industry. Without data today, no company can survive, according to me.
Essentially, you are saying that it's very critical for companies to maintain auditable data around the behavior of users, A, and the prices that the users have been exposed to, B, and the opportunity cost, which means the opportune best prices that the users could have been exposed to. So these are the three kinds of data that would give you a semblance of trend and also a direction on which the cost can be controlled with. Is that what I hear?
You rightly said so. I have one more point to add here. You need to evaluate your suppliers too, because they are your partners in your business, right? It would add a value even to evaluate your suppliers who are partnering with you to achieve this, whether they are delivering what was accepted. And if they are not delivering, is there a challenge? To understand the pattern of purchasing and servicing will also be considered here, which is very, very important.
Very, very interesting. This has been pretty powerful. Again, as usual, thank you once again, Geeta, for this session. And I'm really looking forward to the next one. This is evolving to be a great technology discussion around enterprise travel.
Thank you, Sajid. And I think this is very, very important. And the questions, whatever you're asking, is very valid. And that's the way industry is moving today. It's more relevant to all of us. I'm happy to be part of this discussion. I mean, you know, it's my passion. And I'm learning a lot many things in this, you know, discussion too. Thank you very much for that.
We are so happy about it. Thank you once again. Looking forward.
This podcast is brought to you by Tripure, a leader in AI and ML-based corporate travel solutions specially designed for business travelers, CFOs, HR teams, and travel admins. Check us out at www.tripure.com and don't forget to subscribe to our social channels.